Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the IUFRO Division 3 podcast. I'm back on the Oregon State University campus for this episode, but my guests are from around the world, and it is a pleasure to have them here. These students have come to the OSU campus for the first IUFRO Division 3 doctoral conference. This week has kept them busy with presentations, field trips to different forest operations around Oregon, and poster presentations. So, it is my pleasure to host and introduce to you our PhD student guests for this episode.
Hello, my name is Christoph Huber. I'm working at the Institute of Forest Engineering at Boku University in Austria. My research topic is about steep terrain harvesting. In particular, it's about combining ecological and economical aspects of cable yarding.
Hello, I'm Sarah Hilga. I come from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm currently studying at Laval University in Canada, and my topic is on LiDAR remote sensing and forestry.
Hello, my name is Raúl Fernández La Cruz. I'm from Spain, and I'm working at the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences in Umeå, northern Sweden. And my PhD topic is about biomass supply chains for reutilization of small trees from early thinnings and marginal land.
Hi, my name is Matthias Kaltenbrunner. I'm from the University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences, Vienna, and I'm studying in sawmill optimization and logyard optimization.
Hello everyone, my name is Wafa Shoaib. I'm from Tunisia, and I'm doing my PhD in the University of British Columbia, Canada in forest hydrology, and I'm doing investigation on the environmental controls of stream flow response over Eastern United States.
Hello, I'm Iwane Basile Iwane. I am from Cameroon. I'm studying for my PhD in Yongnam University in South Korea. My research is focused on forest hydrology, particularly on forest disturbance effects on water and sediment discharge.
Hello, my name is Omar Moloni. I'm from Italy, and I'm working at the University of Padova. And the research topic of my PhD is about a steep slope harvesting system.
Hello, I'm Mika. I worked in Tsukuba University in Japan as JSPS Research Fellowship. My study topic is biomass supply chain management.
Hello, my name is Teresa de la Fuente. I'm from Spain and I'm working at the Swedish University of Agricultural Science in northern Sweden. And my research topic is in forest supply chains for biomass production and life cycle assessment.
Hello, my name is Ana de Miguel. I'm from Spain, but I'm studying in Ireland in Waterford Institute of Technology. And my research is about short rotation forestry, in particular for biomass.
Hi, I'm Giovanni Minti from Italy. I'm doing my PhD at Florence University, but I work also at National Research Council of Italy studying forest harvesting operation.
Hello, my name is Maria Anahuka. I'm from the Boku in Vienna, and I'm working on sawmill optimization, logyard logistics, and supply chain management from the forest to the customers.
Hi everyone, I'm Ji Shi. I'm from China, but I'm currently doing my PhD at Oregon State University. I'm working with Dr. Wu Gangshan, bioenergy supply chain management, mainly about simulations and optimizations.
That's great, everyone. Thank you for introducing yourselves and thank you for the work you're doing and being here for this conference. So Ji Shi, as one of the coordinators of this conference, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the objectives behind this conference and what the team that organized this wanted to achieve?
So when Dr. Chang first raised the idea of this PhD student conference, what he was thinking about was through his experience as a PhD student before, he formed a very strong relationship with his friend at that time. Then, as we all know, forest industry has been going down for quite a while, and there are fewer and fewer forest engineers out there, especially in academia, for PhD students, for researchers. That's why he raised this idea. He wants to reform the collaborations between PhD students, between different organizations among the world. So the primary goal for this conference is to get people together, communicate face-to-face, have a chance and plenty of time to present their research, their ideas, their thoughts as much in details as possible. So that's the reason why there is both a presentation session and a poster session for each one of us. So this is really a student-oriented course. It's the goal is not to present an excellent research. The goal is to present your research in details and get feedbacks.
I think as you'll hear from our students' responses that we were able to accomplish just that. What I'd like to do now, in light of the fact that this week is all but over, I would just like to get your thoughts and reflections on this conference. So tell me what you liked and maybe some thoughts for future conferences.
Yeah, I think Division 3 conference is a very good opportunity for us students, for our PhD students, just for our future life. It combines many aspects which are very important. On the one hand, it's about communication. During this conference, we learned each other very well. We got new friends. Maybe these friendships would last our lifetime. But on the other hand, it's also about an exchange of knowledge. So we have a lot of cultures, a lot of different approaches, different goals in the different countries. And it's still very interesting to hear all these people just talking about their issues in their own countries. Maybe in the future, it will be a nice place also to be at different countries. So maybe we get an experience how logging operation is done in these countries. Maybe it gives an opportunities for students to come to this conference so that it is cheaper for them and don't have to travel that long.
For a little bit of context for our listeners, we spent 3 days out of this week traveling to different parts of Oregon and observing logging operations. The first day was spent in the Coast Range observing temperate rainforest and common harvesting activities in the Coast Range. The second 2 days were spent on the east side of the state in Central Oregon, where we observed cable yarding and log skidding operations. Students got to see a variety of forest types as well as harvesting activities.
I really liked the opportunity to have so much time to present our work. Normally it's just 15 minutes, and here at this conference we had half an hour and then 15 minutes for questions from each other. And everybody got at least 3 questions from everyone. So we had time to talk about our research. Everybody was collaborating and giving you ideas and talking to you. That was the best thing.
You mentioned the word collaboration there, Marie, and I'd just like to highlight that. I as well appreciated that during this conference and thought that that was really well done by all of you guys here. So especially here on the podcast, we like to highlight and bring those strong collaborative opportunities out.
I'm very happy to have participated to this conference, mainly for the opportunity to present my research activities and in particular the methodology, and to have some suggestion about other PhD students from all over the world studying the same topics. So it was a great opportunity for me. Thank you.
The conference actually gave me an opportunity to see for myself firsthand forest operations in the field as compared to what I studied in forest engineering courses in my university. So I had this exposure to machines and harvesting methods and different operations. That gives me an avenue to update my knowledge on current practices. So I'm particularly glad with the collaboration, as mentioned earlier, and with the friendship created and with the network. I hope this can be a forum for future doctoral students to participate in the future conferences related to the IFO.
I also would like to mention the good environment created by Dr. Chan from the beginning. I think that helps a lot for us then to interact and communicate very easily, because it was a very relaxed environment, very good welcoming, so I'm very happy with that.
I also want to mention I appreciate very much the patience that really we had with the responsibles from the United States Forest Services. They were mentoring our field trips. They were very patient, answering to all our questions and curiosities with a lot of details that was really informative, at least for me, because it was the first time in my life seeing logging operations at high level, at high lands, low lands, which was really great. And also, I want to make the following suggestion. Why don't we think in the future meetings to bring more
forest hydrologists in these meetings because it's really very, very informative. We don't know that much about the forest operations, so keep this in mind.
I will also hang up on the mentioned thing before about the different topics being here presented. I liked it a lot because normally we are not that much in forest operations. We started with the cut of timber, but I liked it a lot and saw a lot of new opportunities, and maybe the next time even this conference can link up some different parts of the IOFRO.
Also, a big thanks to the fundings. I think it made it more diverse so everybody could come, because we didn't have to pay, we just had to pay for the flights here. That is amazing.
I like this conference because we have a lot of time to question, and usually we cannot ask question to the other things because they're the professors or some other higher position means things. So I really feel free to ask anything about their presentation, and I appreciate this opportunity.
I agree very much with what he said, and the conference has helped me to realize that even though we work in different countries, the problems we are dealing with are global, and we find the same problem in different countries, but just with different characteristics, but the problems are very similar.
Do you feel like through collaboration we can solve those problems among the different countries?
Yeah, very much, very much. And I think that we can learn very much from each other. Yeah, I have seen many, many new things that can be of use, can be applied in Sweden, in Spain, or many other countries.
I want to follow with that because for me it has been a very good experience to be here. And in Ireland, we are a small group, and to see other people working in forestry engineering in other countries and see that you are not alone there, that many people work on that, is a great experience.
Yes, as a following up of the idea of collaboration, first, the discussions through throughout all the presentations were very fruitful. At least we learned a lot from the methods presented. And at my level, actually, I was discussing a lot with my colleague working on the same area as me, forest hydrology, and we're discussing the new challenges in our way to proceed so that we assess better the stream flow response in forested areas. And actually, we started up our planning of collaboration, so we are here. I mean, it was our terrain, fertile terrain, to start up the future collaboration, thanks to the IUFRO meeting.
That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's what they're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah. And also for me, it has been very useful to have the opportunity of presenting with this time, with 30 minutes presentation plus questions, because it's the first time that I put together all the work that I have been doing for 3 years. I have been presenting just papers individually, but not the whole PhD until now. So I just think in my PhD defense, I think it has been really very useful for me.
I'm very happy to have participated to this conference because I come from a lighter background and I was able to see other students studying in other fields of forestry. So I strongly encourage people, other students like me, to participate to these kind of conferences because you get to cover other fields that you're not acquainted with. And what is the beauty about the PhD conference is that on one side we still see professional, but it's still a learning center. So you get to learn from one another, to share discussions, to learn practical things with our field trips. So once again, I really strongly encourage different students to participate to these kind of conferences.
Another good thing about the conference was to get together with PhD students, which have the same problems, the same goals, and you could exchange your experiences and talk about your life, and everybody knows where you're at, where you want to go. Everybody's on the same page. That was great.
Well, once again, I'm here with doctoral students from around the world for the first IUFRO Division 3 Doctoral Conference. Thank you once again, everyone, for your attendance and your contributions this week.
The
Thank you, IUFRO!
As a closing remark, I would like to ask each one of you to go around and say goodbye in your own language.
Bitte.
Merci beaucoup et au revoir.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Servus.
Bis gleich, Mann.
Thank you and goodbye.
Grazie.
Mata arimashou.
Adios.
Grazie mille. Ciao, ciao.
Tschüss.
谢谢, 再见.
For more information about this podcast, please visit the IUFRO website at www.iufro.org. IUFRO Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Woodham Chung, along with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.